We couldn't do anything. We couldn't do anything but wait. It felt so anticlimactic. We weren't sure what was next. It seemed like this was the dead end. All of our hopes and dreams had been building towards this week for years as we had walked with and followed Jesus. And now we were stuck, pinned in the worst way. And so we waited. It was fitting that it was the Passover week on which we were waiting. We had an opportunity to reflect on that story repeatedly over the hours, the story that formed the basis of our identity as a people. And we really started to see the significance of our own waiting in light of that story. Our people had been in slavery for 400 long years, waiting for deliverance. And then once the great deliverer arose, Moses himself, and had declared that he was going to lead us out of slavery into a new world, there was still a lot of waiting for our people. 10 plagues went by, and a lot of empty promises from the Pharaoh, the emperor of Egypt. And our people waited as those plagues unfolded, and it seemed like maybe freedom was around the corner, and then just another episode of waiting. But then finally, the Lord had provided that great moment. The moment where we got up that night, took all of our possessions, and walked out of Egypt. It was one of the most joyous moments for our people. Egypt behind us, a new world in front of us. But then we remembered how that quickly came to a screeching halt. The hopes of our people quickly died. There they stood, stuck. The dreams of a new world, a new creation, a promised land, were dead. On one side were the chariots and armies of the Egyptian Empire chasing them down. And on the other side, an impenetrable sea. They were stuck. Their dreams were dead in the water. And Moses had urged them in the midst of their complaining, their frustration, their brokenheartedness, their anger, all of the different emotions they were feeling at this abortion to their hopes and dreams. Moses had told them, "You need to be silent. Be still. Stand down. The Lord will fight for you if you just wait on him." And in the people's stillness and in their silence, unable to do anything, the Lord made a way through the impenetrable sea. And the people followed Moses into the waters in the hopes of a new world. We saw the parallels so strongly. We had had our own deliverer after 400 long years of waiting under the oppression of empire after empire, from the Babylonians to the Persians to the Greeks to the Romans. We had waited under many empires for 490 years, and then a deliverer arose with great promises, Jesus of Nazareth. We had committed our lives to the hopes that this man would lead us to a new world, a new creation, out of our slavery into freedom. And so for the last few years, we have been following him with so many stops and starts on that journey, thinking that certainly the kingdom of God was just around the corner. The next bend would bring the deliverance that we were looking for. And so many times we were stuck waiting, forced to stop and be still. But then that moment had come where we had ridden into Jerusalem. This was the moment, like when our people left Egypt behind, we knew as we entered into Jerusalem, the kingdom of God was coming to its climax, and this was going to be the moment of our freedom. But now we were stuck, just like our ancestors before us. The Jewish authorities, the Roman Empire chasing us down, our old lives bearing down on us, our old addictions and patterns, everything we were trying to escape was right there behind us, chasing us down, ready to devour us. And we had nowhere to go. An impenetrable sea of death stood in front of us. Our deliverer had been crucified, killed, and buried. This sea was a lot larger than the sea that Moses led our ancestors through. This was the impenetrable sea of all impenetrable seas. No one had ever gone into the sea of death and come out on the other side. And so we had to wait. We had no choice. All of our options, all of our powers and abilities were suddenly completely impotent. We could do nothing. But we wondered if we would hear a voice as Moses had proclaimed to the people, urging us that there would be a way. Could it be that the Lord would still fight for us, even in the face of this impenetrable sea of death, being stuck? Everything we had been hoping in seeming to come crashing down, was it possible a way through the waters would be shown? Would it be possible that Jesus would lead us through the waters of death, into a new world? Would he come calling for us again to join him, entering into the sea of death to find new creation on the other side? This is our baptism journey. As we stand on Holy Saturday, we stand in the midst of our faith journey. It seems that we are stuck with all of the world's authorities and civilization itself and all of the brokenness and pain and problems of the world bearing down upon us on one side, in the impenetrable sea of death in front of us. And in the midst of that hopeless situation, all we can do is wait on the Lord. Wait on him to call us into the waters, to join him into a new life. Our baptism journey is a call to enter and follow Jesus into death itself, to lose our lives, to have them destroyed, everything that we had once been clinging to walk away from it and to step into the unknown of the waters of baptism, trusting that somehow, some way, even though our physical eyes have never seen death defeated in this way, to follow him into those waters trusting that he is leading the way to resurrection life. All of our senses will tell us it's crazy. It makes no sense that we should just give up and go back to Egypt, give up and go back to our old lives. We're at a dead end. It's over. Just give up. But the eyes of faith, the ears of faith, if you can hear it, there is a voice calling us forward saying, follow me. Follow me into the waters of baptism. Follow me into the waters of death and loss. Surrender everything that you are and have. Submit completely to the Lord. Wait on him. Be still. If we but follow, there is new life. Can we have the eyes of faith, the ears of faith to hear this call again? Can we renew our journey of baptism again this day, remembering that the Lord calls us into the unknown of the waters? It seems like if we follow, we might lose even more, but his promise is a new world on the other side. We can't see the life with our senses, but through the gift of faith, we know it's out there. So may we embark on this journey, listening to him, following him, and being still, waiting on his calling, walking with him in stillness, trusting that as every day we enter into those waters, there is a new world awaiting us. The Lord will fulfill his promises. And with the eyes of faith, we can see a new world. Amen.